Hallelujah. Our God is good. He is the God of miracles. Amen. Before we sit, I just want us to boldly declare our 2026 prophetic confession. It should be up on your screens. It should be on the projection for our fellowshippers online. And when we're ready, let's go. 2026 is my year of supernatural shift, and power is changing hands. The shift is here, and I am taking over. Supernatural, helped, incredible, favored, and transfer of power. This is my crossover, Passover, takeover, makeover, do-over, walk-over, and fly-over year in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Have you not known? Have you not heard? The everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, neither faints nor is weary. He gives power to the weak, and to those who have no might, he increases strength. There is no one like the God of Israel who rides across the heavens to help me. The eternal God is my refuge, and underneath me are his everlasting arms. He will thrust out the enemy from before me, and he will say, destroy. I am helped, favored, blessed. The Lord is my saving strength and the shield of my life. My help comes from him who made heaven and earth. He will not allow my foot to slip or be moved. He who keeps Israel with neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord preserves me from all evil in my going out and coming in. He is my protective shade and my covenant covering. I seek fearlessly and confidently at the throne of God's unmerited favor, and I soak up his mercy and grace. Praise God, I am helped, favored, and blessed. This is my year of the incredible. My incredible praise to my incredible God is provoking incredible miracles in my life. Strange things, remarkable things, extraordinary things, astonishing things, and unimaginable things are all lined up for me in this season. The story and glory of my life today will be improbable, amazing, unthinkable, and uncommon. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. 2026 is my year of nonstop laughter, celebrations unlimited, unending festivities, and round-the-clock jubilation. Adversity will expire, and I will recover. God will have the last laugh and the final say. I'm laughing today, tomorrow, and the day after. Look what the Lord has done. There is no expiration on his promise now. Sorrow is destroyed. Failure is forgotten. Anxiety is vanquished. Fear is defeated. Setback is sent back. Bad news is stale news. Satan is conquered. Jesus is risen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Come on, laugh with me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In this season, it's shifting, and there is a lifting up for me. He lifts the poor from the dust and the needy from the garbage dump, and he sets them amongst princes, placing them in seats of honor. It's shifting, and there is a lifting up for me. God said he's given me treasures hidden in the darkness and secret places of the earth. It's shifting, and there is a lifting up for me. From bitter waters in Marah to pleasant streams in Elam, it's shifting, and there is a lifting up for me. From forsaken to Hephzibah, and from rejected to Beulah, it's shifting, and there is a lifting up for me. From beggar to ruler, from loner to donor, from supplanter to contender, in this season, it's shifting, and there is a lifting up for me. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. This is my year of vision shift and generational shift. I see the invisible and I do the impossible. This is my season of opportunity and open doors. I give my bread to the hungry and I offer hope to the hopeless. I am anointed to bind up the brokenhearted, to comfort the afflicted, and to set the captives free. The spirit of sacrifice is upon my life. I say yes to your way and yes to your will. My Father, I choose you as my priority, and I make you my destiny. I receive the sweet fragrance of heaven over my life today. The plague is stopped. The curse is broken. And my bloodline is redeemed forever. Hallelujah. I speak life. Lazarus, come forth. I speak life to you. Dry bones, come alive. I speak life to every part of my body and my mind. Come alive. I speak life to you. Cells, vessels, nerves, tissues, organs, systems, limbs and joints. Come alive in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. I speak life to you. Dreams, womb, ventures, investments, treasures, properties, ministry, family, partnerships. Come alive in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Speak life upon yourself today. Heavenly Father, we just speak life upon your children. We speak life upon your nation. We speak life upon your plan. Speak life to your purpose. We speak life to Abundant Life International Church Commission in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. 2026 is my year of supernatural shift, and power is changing hands. The shift is here, and I am taking over. Supernatural, helped, incredible, favored, and transfer of power. This is my crossover, passover, takeover, makeover, do-over, walkover, and flyover year in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Please be seated. This vision, this proclamation, this confession shall be our portion in the mighty name of Jesus. We've seen him do it before, time and time again, right? And he's still working miracles. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. So nice to see God's people in the house today. Welcome. It's nice to see you in the house. It's been a minute, but we're here again in God's presence. And he has a word for you. And he has a word for me as well. Amen. You know, what if God says, where two or more are gathered in his name, there he is, right in the midst of them, the I am that I am. And he doesn't just come. He comes with power. He comes with authority. He comes to bless. He comes to water. He comes to pour out a blessing. And I know that he will pour out a blessing upon us today. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. 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 Hallelujah. You can tell me and my glasses were not the greatest friends. It still takes getting used to. But we thank God for the wisdom, you know, to give us glasses when we need them. Amen. 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 I just want to thank God for this opportunity to be around his word today. It's not, you can't take that lightly because there's the underground church, you know. They can't worship. They can't fellowship freely. But we thank God for the freedom to gather around his word, to praise him, to be vocal about our love for Christ, you know. Get in our cars, we're driving to church. Everybody knows where we're coming. Well, they should know by now. Your neighbors should know that you go to church because every Sunday in the morning, you're up and you're going to church. You're not going for brunch. You're not going to watch the game. You're in the house of the Lord. Amen. It says a lot, and it's a good thing. Amen. And I also want to thank God for our pastors. It's a blessing to be blessed with great, amazing pastors who the Lord entrusted with the vision of this ministry. And God has carried them through all through these years. And we are a living testimony that the Lord is with them because we are here. And we're declaring the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Amen. Amen. God is good. All the time, he is a faithful God. Amen. And today I have a word for someone in here, and I believe a word for all of us. So one thing about the Word of God is every time you're in the presence of the Word of God, you have to approach the Word of God with fresh eyes so that you can get what the Lord is saying to you. There's always something in the Word of God for you. When the Word of God is being ministered, when it's being preached, God is speaking to his children through his Word. Amen. And today I just pray that, Heavenly Father, you speak to me. You speak through me, O God. That, Lord, your children be blessed. That their hearts be ready, O Lord, to receive. That you open their eyes, O God, to trust you more. To love you more, to honor you more as your word has been ministered to them in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. So give you a little bit of a backstory for my message today. So a couple of years ago, I supported a friend. A friend of mine had a mug business. So he just reaches out, says, I'm selling mugs. And you should come support my business. And I'm like, okay, well, you know. But it's good to support your friends, you know. So I tell him, you know what, just get me one mug. I tell him exactly what I want on this mug. And I actually have the mug here. I brought it here. Praise God. So I give him the words to write. And the words I gave him were different season, different word, different promise. And then I said, on the other side, do a hashtag, same God, mighty God, my God. So that's what the cup says. And so I got the cup. I was really excited. But then at the bottom, I saw a little smear. So I was really ticked off about that. But so I told him, dude, just send me a mug with a spear. And he's like, you know what? Don't worry about it. And then we've known each other for a long time. So I'm like, okay, well, that's the last time I'm buying a mug from you. But I got the mug, and I've had this mug for years, and I really like the mug. But a couple of weeks ago, I was using this mug, and the Holy Spirit was ministering to me when I saw it's different season, different word, different promise. The different season, I mean, I'm like, okay, that is true, but different word, so enemy started to mess with me. That means that are you different word? Does that mean that the word of God changes? The answer is no. Different promise. The promise from the Lord doesn't change. You know? So I just said, you know what? God, thank you for speaking to me. Because I know it's the same God. He's a mighty God. He is my God. And it's different. The seasons change, but my God never changes. He remains the same through it all, you know? And for me, it was like a God moment for me, that moment. And I know one of the things that Senior Pastor said during our Open Heavens 2026 in Columbus was don't miss your God moments. When the Lord is speaking to you, it's not just a moment that you should just let go past. You got to stop. And I haven't heard from my friend in a while. Thursday, I get an email from him. And I won't tell you the contents of the email, but it's an email. And I'm like, why is it this week that the Lord is using this cup to minister to me that I'm hearing from him? You know, so I'm like, God, thank you for this God moment. Amen. But I believe God wants to remind us today that although our seasons never change, our seasons change, he does not and he will never, ever change. That's why I've titled this message, Same God, Different Seasons. Amen. And our main text is taken from the book of Malachi, chapter 3, verse 6. It's Malachi 3, 6. Popular scripture, but that's going to be our main text today. Amen. The word of God says, for I am the Lord, I do not change. Therefore, you are not consumed, O sons of Jacob. The Amplified Version says, for I am the Lord, I do not change, but remain faithful to my covenant with you. That is why you, O sons of Jacob, have not come to an end. Here we see God displays his faithfulness as he always does, his unchanging character as a covenant-keeping God. Covenant-keeping God. He will never break his covenant with you. He did not break his covenant to the children of Israel. He spoke through his prophet Malachi. And by the way, Malachi means my messenger. It means an angel of God, messenger of God. this context for Malachi 3:6 is God was speaking through his messenger Malachi after the children of Israel had drifted away from God. You know, they had returned from exile in Babylon. They had rebuilt the temple. But spiritually, they had failed to honor God. You know, the priests had become corrupt. They were giving polluted offerings, sacrifices. They were bringing goats with one eye, one ear. It wasn't perfect. It wasn't good enough for the Lord. They robbed God. Their marriage unions didn't glorify God. So God was telling them that despite this, I will not abandon you. I am the good God. I keep my covenants regardless of how you act, how you behave. I am a covenant-keeping God. So God kept his covenant with them, and he kept them. He preserved them. He still loved them. We've been learning about the love of God. It's never changing. It is perfect. It cannot be moved. Cannot be changed. Amen. And I thank God that I am not God and you are not God. Because God never changes. He will never change. You know, his character, his nature remains the same throughout the seasons. Amen. What if God says in Psalm 89, verse 34, he says, my covenant I will not break, nor alter the word that has gone out of my lips. That is a promise from Jehovah himself. He will not take back even word, not even one word that he has spoken. Once he has spoken it, he will see to it. That means that God puts a lot. He put thought. He put love. He put everything into his word. That is why we cannot take the word of God lightly. What he promises, he will fulfill. You know, he has all power, all authority. And nowhere in the Bible will you ever hear God say, I can. Has anybody heard God say, I can? It's always, I will. It's defined in terms of certainty. It's not like maybe I will or possibilities. No, he says, I will honor you. I will never leave you, never forsake you. I will heal you. I will provide for you. I will rescue you. I will lead you into the land. I will bring you out. That is the God we serve. Certain God, dependable God. He's always there. He's ever consistent, ever dependable. And today I just want you to be encouraged that God is here for you. He is with you. He's inside of you. Nothing can harm you. Nothing can shake you if you hook onto him, if you hook onto his word. Amen. Bible says Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And forever. Hebrews 3:13, verse 8. And we know life is marked by so many seasons. And one of the greatest challenges faced by children of God, believers, is staying focused and trusting our never-changing God in an ever-changing season. You've already seen it. All through time, you know that God will never change. That is a truth. Excuse me. Just had to adjust this fan. It's always, I always say it. Every time I do that, it's about positioning. It's always about positioning, amen? And today, I believe you're positioned in the right place around God's word, you know. So let's go to the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 3 from verse 1. Amen. And here we see 28 distinct seasons of life. Amen. And try to read as many of these. Well, it's actually 8 verses, so let's see how we do. The word of God says, to everything there is a season, a time for every purpose under the sun, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to pluck what is planted, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to break down and a time to build up, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance, a time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones, a time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing, a time to gain and a time to lose, a time to keep and a time to throw away, a time to tear and a time to sow, a time to keep silence and a time to speak, a time to love and a time to hate, a time of war and a time of peace. These are different seasons in life. And these seasons keep changing. But regardless of what season it is, God remains the same. He is holy, he is present, he is faithful, he is majestic, he is awesome, he is amazing, he is excellent. He remains who he says he is. Amen. And it's so different how human beings define seasons. God defines seasons by his purpose. You know, he changes it according to his will. But human beings, we look at seasons and maybe it's age, it's what's going on in your life. It's like based on circumstances, you know. So we've established that God is never changing while our seasons are always changing. Now, how about God's word? How about his promises as we navigate the seasons of life? The word of God says, the grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God stands forever. Amen. And that is from Isaiah 40, verse 8. In every season of our lives, God's word remains the same and doesn't change. However, the word becomes fresh. It must become fresh with new revelation, new illumination for your present season. That's how you approach the word of God. That's why when you get ready to hear the word of God, when you get ready to read God's word, you have to approach it with fresh eyes so that the Lord can speak to you, so that the Holy Spirit can minister to you. Because God's word speaks with authority and power every single time. Any season you are, the word of God is potent. It's filled with all the power in the world that you need. Hebrews 4:12 says, for the word of God, it is living. It's powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even the division of soul and spirit and of joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. The word of God is alive. It is alive. It's always alive. So human beings, I don't know how many people like to take a nap here, but human beings will take a nap. The word of God never takes a nap. Doesn't sleep, doesn't slumber. It's doing it here. It's doing it in South America. It's walking in South America. Delivering in Asia, delivering in Europe at the same time. That is the word of God. Alive. And thank God he makes it easy because his name and his word can be separated. God can be separated from his word. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. That's all in his word. Amen. And we know that when the enemy tempted our Lord Jesus, what did our Lord do? Hit him back with the word. Said, man shall not live by bread alone, but man lives by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. So in this world with so many distractions, the distractions today are unbelievable. And that's why I thank God, because he has given our young adults, our children, grace to navigate this season. And the seasons of their lives as they go through school, as they go through college. Because I look back at when I was in school, The distractions weren't like this, not at all. You wanted to watch TV, you had, what, 3 or 4 hours in a day. If you missed the show, miss it for life, maybe. But now, 24/7, 365, switch on the TV, you can watch something. You can even rewind, you can pause. It will wait for you. Can you imagine that? But that's the world that we live in. And it's so unfortunate that so many people place a premium on that over the Word of God. You know, in this season and moving forward, at all times we need to place an unwavering premium on the Word of God. An unwavering premium. It must be the highest thing. You must value it, esteem it according to the Word of God above your daily food, because your life depends on it. Revelation through God's word tells us that our lives depend on his word. Now, the world doesn't see it like that, but we know that it's all through the word of God. And every voice that speaks to you throughout your life, can you imagine how many voices you've heard? How many human beings have talked to you? Every voice that speaks to you wants to be heard. The reason it's speaking to you is because they want you to hear them. They want you to believe them. They want you to embrace their version of truth. We're talking and kids, spouses, friends, frenemies, bosses, teachers, news outlets. Everybody wants you to hear them. But the only truth we must embrace has to align with the word of God. What you let settle, what you let grow inside of you must be the word of God, not these other voices. Amen? When we take a look at fear and faith, they're asking you to believe in what you can't see. So you have to make a choice. And I remember I was going through a period in my life whereby it could have been a tough season, but the Lord showed up for me and he carried me through. And I had a friend of mine who had was talking to me one day, and apparently I'm not really too big on acronyms, but he told me that fear was false expressions appearing real. And I'm like, wow. I mean, obviously, he got it from somewhere. Probably missed the memo then. But that stuck with me like, you know what? That is so true. It's a false expression. It looks real. It has no power over me. It's not backed by God. But faith aligns with God's word. Faith unlocks God's possibilities. It unlocks God's power. It says, trust me. You can't see it yet, but I can see it. I have seen it. Amen. And fear will speak. You will hear it, but you must respond to that voice with faith at all times. Amen. Fear will never align with God's word. I don't know how, I don't care how it's, however it's packaged to look extremely real. It is not real. Amen. Because heaven speaks a different language. Heaven speaks the thus saith the Lord. Heaven speaks the word of God. And we all know that the currency of the supernatural is faith. Bible says that without faith, we cannot please God. Without taking steps that show that, Lord, I honor you, I trust your word, I'm going because you said go, you can't please God. Amen. And how does faith come? Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Brothers and sisters, it starts, it ends, everything in between, rooted in the word of God. And sometimes it feels like it's supernatural, we're taking a supernatural 101 class. Like these are Bible basics. But it's so funny how even believers, we seem to forget that God's word is all powerful. That for every season in your life, there is a word from his holy book that can transform that season. And you've experienced it before. You have proven the word before. But now there's a new season. And unfortunately for you, you start to forget because the enemy is speaking lies to you. What if God says, my sheep hear my voice. This is our Lord Jesus Christ in John 10:27. My sheep hear my voice and I know them and they follow me. And to follow the great shepherd, you have to recognize his voice. How are you going to recognize his voice when you don't have a study time in the word of God? And when I look back, I just want to say this. You might have been a study of the word of God back in the day. You might have spent ample time dissecting God's word. But today, the cares of life have just kind of like just you've drifted. It's never too late to get back into the word of God. Because it doesn't matter how old you are, there is new revelation in the word of God. And I just want to let our young kids know that the word of God is all powerful. It has everything that you need for life. And like I like to say, it is the greatest open book exam you're ever going to take. It's open book because you can always run into it. Life, the trials, the tribulations, that is your exam. That is your test. The word of God is your manual. Has everything you need, and it is living, it is breathing, it is active. Every single word in God's word is potent. It's laced with power. Amen? And it will bring you out of every situation. Amen. But we have to be intentional with our walk with God. We have to be intentional with the word of God. The voice of the stranger is real, right? We all know that the stranger has a voice that speaks to you. In every season of life, you're hearing voices. There is the voice of truth, and there's the voice of the stranger. That's a choice you have to make. Whose voice, whose report are you going to believe? Are you going to believe the report of the enemy? God forbid. Are you going to believe the voice of truth? That says that your case will be different. You're different. You're special. You're unique. You're my child. I love you. May we never subscribe to the voice of the stranger in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Word of God says in 2 Timothy, let's go to 2 Timothy 2:15. Amen. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15. What of God says, study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needed not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Amen? Study to show yourself approved. Can you study intently without being intentional? The answer is no. You need to make time, make room for the word of God in your life. So that when, not if, the enemy speaks, you can compare what you've heard with the voice of truth. And God was speaking to me this morning, and I was like, you go to a store, let's take a sample right here. Like, we go to a store, you pick five things. And the cashier says $500. Is that possible in today's world? Sometimes. But you pick five things, five little things, and they say $500. And you know deep in your heart that it is not $500. What are you going to say? You're going to tell them, wait. Hold up. Did you get this right? You're going to recheck. Immediately, you're not wasting time with that because you're not paying for it. when the enemy speaks to you, have to check. Check with the Word of God. Does this line up with what the Word says? And when you store up the Word of God inside of you, you can pull it out. We're not waiting until there's an issue. It's already stored up. It's already built up, ready to be used as a sword, the sword of the Spirit. That is the Word of God. And we have this every single time. So, and I don't know how many times you've sat under the ministry of the Word of God in this ministry. Every single time there's new revelation, there's fresh word coming. It's for this season. It's for your next season. It's for you. It's for somebody else. Amen. And we can't let the devil, let the enemy have his way. Not in our lives. That is our responsibility. It's our responsibility to guard our hearts, guard our doors. Amen. And then God was telling me, and I know this word is for somebody in this room. God said to me, every closed door is not a locked door. Every closed door is not a locked door. So let's take a look at that door over there. It's closed, right? Can you tell if it's locked? You could guess. The only two choices. But the only way to know that that door won't open for you is to take steps to that door and open that door. Amen? And God wanted me to tell someone in here that some doors that you think have been closed for years just look closed, but they are unlocked. Amen? They are unlocked. You might have tested that door before and it was locked. You walked away because it's locked. You can't get in. Activate the Word of God. You can pray that door to be open. And our God, who does wonders without number, can go behind that. He can get it open for you, even though it looks like a closed door. Amen. Remember God's promise to us. This is my season of opportunity and open doors. Amen. Go check them closed doors. Just looks closed. You can't say for sure that it's unlocked or it's locked. Amen. So as the seasons change, what should we do as children of God? We must stay planted and rooted in God's word. Word of God says, forever, O Lord, your word is settled in heaven. God has settled his word in heaven. We need to have a deep hunger for the word of God. We need to treasure God's word above everything else. Amen? And you need a clear understanding. Secondly, you need a clear understanding of the season you're in. God defines the season, not your circumstances. The Bible says that the men of Issachar in 1 Chronicles 12:32 said, the men of Issachar had an understanding of the times to know what Israel ought to do. You want to be able to respond appropriately to every season you're in. You want to make sure that you have the right word for the right season. Your posture of faith must be solid. You must be ready. Must be ready, and that means obviously, you know, strip off every sin, every weight that slows you down, and focus on Jesus, author and finisher of our faith. And lastly, you must be spiritually sensitive. You have to be led by the Holy Spirit. Let the Holy Spirit lead you, guide you. He lives inside of you. That's a privilege for children of God. The Holy Spirit lives inside of us. And the Bible says that your ears shall hear a word behind you saying, this is the way, walk in it. This is the way, walk in it. This Holy Spirit will give you the inspiration, the wisdom, the revelation to know which way to go. You know, God values, God honors his word. God places all the value, all the honor on his word. So must you and I. Amen? Psalm 138 verse 2, Psalmist said, for you have magnified your word above all your name. Our Heavenly Father places value, all the value upon his word. That's why he watches over his word to perform it. Every time you use the word of God according to his will, the Lord watches over his word and he will perform it for you. Amen. Because the voice of the Lord is powerful. It's majestic. We need to eat his word. We need to meditate upon his word. We need to speak his word. Amen. All through the Bible, we hear children of God who held on to the promises of God. Let's take a look at Caleb. 45 years. Think of how many seasons. Now we're talking summer, about spring, summer, winter, fall, winter. 45 years he held on to God's promise. And we know that he obtained the promise because he trusted in the promise keeper. Let's take a look at Father Abraham. He's promised a son for 25 years. He held on to God's word. The seasons were changing. God remained the same as he is today. His word remained the same. His promise remained the same. You know, in every season, we can't forget how we overcome. Word of God says that and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of their testimony. This is how we overcome. We have the blood of Jesus. We have the word of our testimony. We have the word of God that speaks to us. Amen? And when we study the word, we're not asking you to study for just information. You need revelation. You need that transformative power. You need the word of God to transform you. You need the word of God to be explosive inside of you so that you can use the word of God. It is for you. God gives us a word. God speaks to us. And let's not just think that God speaks to us. He wants to speak through you as well. He wants your life to be a testimony. He wants to do great things through you. As the Lord has commanded the shift in your life, he wants your life to testify of his glory. So the word of God is not a storybook. It's not just for information. Let the Holy Spirit reveal what the word of God is saying to you. In every season, can't get familiar with the word of God. That'll be your mistake. And God help all of us. Amen? God help all of us. But he has given us, he says, my grace is sufficient for you. There's abundant grace in every season, because there's some seasons in life whereby the enemy is going to pull so hard at you, just try to take you away from the word, crowd your time, crowd your mind, you know, just. But God says, my strength is made perfect in your weakness. So whenever you're weak, do a heart check. You would find out that your word level is low. You go to the Lord in prayer. God, help me. Here I am. Lord, help me. I need you now. Help me to value your word. Amen. And I believe God expects so much from us. He does. And he's placed confidence in you as his child that you will deliver. There's one person that you don't want to disappoint. It is the Lord. His word does not lack the power to fulfill anything that it says in your life. Amen? Now let's bring this service to a close. It's amazing how God works. Let's just be on our feet as we bring our service to a close today. Amen. Heavenly Father, we just want to thank you, Lord, for blessing us with your word today. Just want you to say a prayer unto the Lord for yourself. Pray to God that as you navigate the seasons of life, he will give you wisdom to stay planted and rooted in his word. You have a clear understanding of every season you find yourself in. That your posture of faith will be locked down according to God's word. That you let the Holy Spirit lead you, guide you, speak to you, speak through you. Heavenly Father, we just say thank you, Lord, for how you move, for how you visit your children. Thank you, Lord, for the power of your word. Thank you for revelation. Thank you for fresh power through your word. Thank you, Lord, for wisdom, O God. To be intentional with our walk with you, O God. To be intentional with your word. To seek you, to hunger and thirst for more of you, to never get enough, O God, to never be satisfied, to want more in the mighty name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we just say thank you because you're the Lord who remains the same, the unchanging changer, the God who changes situations on behalf of your children, the God who sees to it that we are blessed, we are loved, we are favored, we are helped, the God who has promised us a supernatural shift, the God who has promised, God who says, I will never leave you, I will never forsake you. Thank you for being the God who will rescue us. Thank you for being the God who will deliver us. Thank you, Lord, for being our God who heals us. Thank you, Lord, for being our Jehovah Jireh. Thank you, Lord, for being our good shepherd. Father, you're always a good shepherd, oh God. Always a perfect father. Father, as we move on with life, Lord, may we move forward with you in the mighty name of Jesus. May we always remember that you are the same God, that your power never diminishes, regardless of any season that we're in. Father, help us to see you high and lifted up, to see you. Father, thank you, Lord, because you've given us a song of praise. You've given us a song of praise. Lord God, we're not going to wait until the very end, until we see our miracles before we sing that song of praise. We sing it right now. We sing before, we sing during, we sing at the end. Because, Lord, you deserve the glory. You deserve the honor. Lord, be thou glorified, be thou magnified. Father, thank you, Lord, for sending forth your word today. Father, we just say thank you, Lord, because you watch over your word and you will perform it in our lives in the mighty name of Jesus. We have prayed. Amen. Amen.